Hey, Mighty Warrior, you know the great John Wesley once said that if you give him 300 men who fear nothing but God, hate nothing but sin, and are determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ crucified, he said he would set the world on fire. Do you know that one quote changed my life? Because after hearing it, God immediately gave me a vision to build a team of 300 men who would change the world for Christ. But I didn't realize it at the time that a man is the hardest thing to reach. And if you don't believe me, just ask any pastor or men's ministry leader or even a wife. Now, due to the success of our Real Men Connect podcast, we've managed to reach and teach men all over the world in 43 countries and still counting. But John Wesley knew when he spoke those famous words, just like Jesus did, that there's a huge difference between attracting a passive crowd of men and recruiting a committed team of men. So we decided to launch the Real Men 300. The Real Men 300 is an opportunity for you to join an exclusive team of men who've agreed to financially partner with Real Men Connect to be personally mentored, supported, and coached so they can be professionally trained and equipped to mentor, support, and disciple the next generation of men for Christ. So we want to personally help you grow in Christ while you're supporting us in ministry. We're a nonprofit organization and we rely heavily on your financial support. So we're asking you to consider partnering with us by giving at least $30 a month, that's only a dollar a day, to help us help you be the man God called and created you to be. To give or to find out more, just go to realmen300.com. That's realmen300.com and join the 300 today. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men make the one thing the most important thing. Have you ever seen those funny Snickers commercials on television? You know, Snickers, the candy bar commercial that reminds us that we're not ourselves when we're hungry. We get angry, we get irritable, easily annoyed, and downright mean. Now, I must admit, I laugh every time they roll out a new Snickers commercial. Maybe it's because I'm a Snickers fanatic, and maybe because I've bought into their branding, hook, line, and sinker, that when you're hungry, a Snicker bar truly satisfies. Well, at least for me, until I can get to my next meal. As I share with you on the Real Men Connect check-in this week, I want to ask you about what you crave when you're really hungry. And I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about something you crave for your life. That thing that you find yourself constantly thinking about, hungering for, thirsting for, or even desiring. Now, if you need help identifying it, then allow me to pose a question to you that I pose to a number of men in my discipleship groups. And I ask them this: what's the one thing you desire from God that if he gave it to you, it would truly satisfy you? You know, that one thing that if he gave it to you would make your life feel or seem so much better. The one thing that if you received it, it would alleviate all your fears, doubts, and insecurities. You know, that one thing that would give you a sense of happiness and security. That one thing that would make you stop complaining or worrying after you received it. I think you get the point, but the point is this. If I asked you to write down on a sheet of paper, I can almost guarantee you that you wouldn't write down a Snickers bar, right? But you would write down something. And even if you're unable to write it down physically as you're listening to this, maybe because you're driving in your car, or mowing the lawn, or working out at the gym, jogging, or even walking through an airport, I at least want you to take a moment and capture that one thing. Even if you can't write it down, pause the podcast right now and then resume playing after you've captured what it is. Okay, got it. All right. Now, with that one thing in mind, I want you to ask yourself, would you trade that one thing in for what Christ did on the cross for you? Wow. Let me ask you that again. Would you trade that one thing in that you wrote down or captured in your mind? Would you trade it in for what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us? Would you trade Jesus' sacrifice for your financial security? What about a better job? A bigger home? A better marriage? A better wife? What about a stronger body? A healed body? Better parents? For that child you've been longing for? What about for your favorite sports team winning the championship? Maybe a better president? Racial equality? What about a longer life? What about a more comfortable life? Now, you know I can go on and on, right? But whenever I've asked this question to Christian men, I've never had anyone tell me what they would trade in for the price Jesus Christ paid on the cross for us. So you're probably saying, Joe, what's the point? The point is, and the truth of the matter is, if you are a Christian man and a follower of Christ, if God never did or gave us anything else that we asked for, He's already given us enough through the sacrifice of His Son. I don't know about you, but for that one thing, I am eternally grateful. And as much stuff as I still want, crave, strive, and hunger for, God doesn't owe me anything because Jesus received what I actually deserved. And that was death for my sins. So I'm challenging you this week to be completely satisfied in Christ, in Him, and nothing else. Because real men always make the one thing the most important thing. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with another man or men that you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.